This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are counting down till Thursday Night Football and the Pelicans tipping off. That'll be on 870 AM, while the football game will be on 105.3 FM come 7 o'clock. Happy to welcome in now a Times-Picayune, NOLA.com sports columnist, Jeff Duncan, to our radio huddle right now. Jeff, how you been doing, man? Not a lot to write about these days about the Saints, huh?
Yeah, Steve, it's been one of those years. You know, they haven't really had one like this in a while. And I would say that's a little bit of a credit to the organization when you really think about it. I mean, they've been pretty competitive, have played very few irrelevant games, you know, for about a couple of decades now. And
right.
That does say something about being competitive for a sustained period of time.
Jeff, when you look at this team, say off season, everybody asks me, what's the biggest need? How long you got? You could use another defensive tackle. With DeMario getting up in age, you wouldn't pass up a big-time linebacker. The safety position needs to be upgraded. Wide receiver, you need another offensive lineman. Will you go back into the pool to try to get a quarterback? And certainly, you got to look at the running back position. And there's a lot of needs for this team, and I can't remember this sort of scenario happening other than year one for Coach Payton.
Yeah, Mike, that's a great observation. I mean, I don't think they could go wrong in the draft. I mean, just let's see who drops, right? I mean, take the best player available, because there's so many needs across the board on both sides of the ball. You know, I know that Mickey Loomis in the front office does not believe in teardowns. They don't believe in, you know, tanking to try and, like, kind of get take one step back to get two steps forward. They don't believe that, but it looks like they're staring a pretty long transition. I know you can turn it around quickly these days in the NFL. We see it every year. But this roster not only has cap issues across the board, but it has age issues, Mike. And
yeah,
I just don't see how they can get out of it. I don't think there's a quick fix there.
I agree with you. And what would you think? Because I think for next year, you're going to have to go to the bank of Derek Carr. You're going to have to get money from him, which means he's going to be on the roster for 2025. From what you gather, is this team in the situation where they have to look at maybe getting another young quarterback?
I definitely believe so. I think any head coach that comes in here and say they do go outside, and I don't know that. I don't have any sense of what the general direction they're going to go at head coach. But I think any head coach is going to want a long-term solution at the most important position on the roster. And that's not, I think, on the roster right now. I don't think
I agree.
You can say that with any certainty, right? I mean, we don't know what Spencer Rattler or Jay Keener can do. We're going to find out probably here in the next couple of weeks, get a good idea. But Derek Carr is not the long-term solution. So I think you definitely have to answer that question. I can remember Sean Payton saying, you know, the quarterback is like the pilot on a plane, and everyone in the organization files on the plane, and you're sitting there, and it's out of your control. He either flies it in the side of a mountain, or he lands it safely. And I think that speaks to the importance of that position. They've got to get that addressed long-term.
Jeff, when you're looking at coaching search, and I haven't heard too much, any names or stuff like that. I hear the usual guys. My thing is, if I saw a big-time college coach that was available, I try to see how much he likes the college game today. because it's dramatically changed from 2 years ago, much less 5 years ago. And maybe I throw my line in the water for Dan Lanning at Oregon.
That's a great idea. I think thinking outside the box is going to be imperative. I think I've written this before, Mike, Steve. I think they need to just find a great leader, wherever you can find one, right? Whether it's college, pro, assistant ranks, retired ranks. They need, I think, an alpha leader. I remember Rick Venturi telling me in that organization, the most success they've had is when they've had a Jim Mora, a Sean Payton, a really strong leader. And I agree with you. Dan Lanning would be a terrific – he fits the bill. I think Dan Campbell, obviously they're not going to get him. But that kind of presence in the building – you know, Matt Campbell was looking at the NFL a lot at Iowa State. I think he's pretty locked in there. But someone like that is a proven winner that can lead an organization and build culture the way Sean Payton did a few years ago.
How shocked are you with Belichick going to college? Now, listen, not a lot of things surprises me today because I didn't see a lot of stuff in my 40 years doing this, but that's shocking to me that he would take a college job to get back into the coaching ranks. I think his people around him, agent-wise, lawyer-wise, however you want to call it, I think they took a look at the NFL landscape and said, Bill, you're not going to get a job. You're not going to get one. And when North Carolina came a-calling, I think he thought, you know what? Let me do this. But it's shocking to me.
I agree wholeheartedly. I was talking to colleagues the other day thinking, what more out of the box than Bill Belichick? I mean, maybe Deion Sanders a few years back when he jumped in the college coaching ranks out of nowhere. But really, I think this is more shocking than that, considering the track record, the age, the lack of connection there. I'm interested to see how this plays out. It's going to be fascinating. UNC is all in, right? I mean, they have invested a ton on the staff. Yeah, you're right. And look, I started getting wind of it before the Tulane Army game because I was obviously had my ear to the ground on John Summerall, who was heavily involved in that mix for the North Carolina job. And the sources I was talking to kept bringing up that this Belichick thing is real. And, boy, in about 48 hours, it definitely turned real. And Tulane was very fortunate that Carolina went all in on Belichick because I think 1A was going to be John Summerall.
Yep.
Jeff, just wanted your opinion on what the Saints are going to do on the quarterback situation come Sunday. I think it's obviously asking a lot of Derek Carr to be ready for this game against the Commanders. And we've seen a little bit of what Spencer Rattler can do and still a lot of question marks on what Jake Haener has for us. But curious, where do you think they turn to? Do they know right now, too, or it really is a competition this week leading up to Sunday?
I think they're playing a little mind games with the Commanders right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I agree.
Darren Rizzi pretty much said it the other day. Look, I'm taking an educated guess. I don't have any inside information, but I think we're going to see Jake Haener. I think for no other reason than he hasn't had a chance to start yet. We've seen Spencer Rattler in his cameo role, and I think there's some people in the building. I know he's got a lot of fans in the building. I know a lot of players believe in him. So I think he's going to get the shot to start. Now, I think there's going to be a short leash on either one of those guys. It wouldn't shock me to see both of them get playing time here, but I don't think we're going to see Derek Carr for at least a couple of weeks. I think he'll try to come back for that Raiders game. You know he wants to play in that game. And I think if this team were in a better position, say if they were really in the hunt for a playoff berth and competing, I think we may have a chance to see him, but there's no need to rush him out there now considering the circumstances with this team right now. They're a 1% chance to make the playoffs, and it's dwindling with each week.
Jeff, always great to hear from you. Totally appreciate the time, and have a great evening. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anytime, guys.
That was Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. We are taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be right back with more from the Treasure Chest Casino after this.